Hey guys, in today's episode of the Trading Coach Podcast, we're going to talk about the power of compounding, not just in your own financial and investing journeys, but in your personal life as well. Hey, when you get the chance, make sure you give this podcast a follow, a like, a subscribe. That's the best way to support the show. Also, share it with your friends on your favorite social media app. Thank you. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Hope your new year is off to a fantastic start. We're going to talk about something today that kind of relates to New Year's, right? Everyone talks about New Year, new me, new goals. Unfortunately, most people don't follow through with those goals. I remember back in my day of working at a gym, right? Day one of the new year was always the most exciting day because everyone was in there, it was packed, it was jammed, all these new faces from a business perspective, all these new memberships. And then 2 weeks later, half those people never show up. 4 weeks later, probably only about 10% of those people stay, right? Because one, everyone's excited about a new year, and two, they have a reality check that results don't come right away. And in this world of instant gratification, when people don't get results right away, they tend to quit. And we just wrapped up a Q&A session over on the Tier 1 Trading platform where we kind of dealt with the trading version of this. We had a trader who was, we did a trade assessment, so we shared with us his trading plan, his trading rules, and we broke them down. And one of the things that he started off saying was that, hey, Akil, I've done my back testing, I've done my forward testing, I'm ready to trade live. I started trading live and I won my first two trades, then I lost four trades in a row, and then I started changing my rules. And we're like, what? Huh? Already? You're only six trades in. We talked about, you know, is six trades a big enough sample size for you to change your trading rules? Like, no. And we went into the details on how to check that, refer to your back testing for confidence and belief and all that fun stuff. But this is a common problem in the trading industry, right? System hopping, where people, you know, if they don't get that instant result, they change the rules, they change the strategy, and they end up staying on that hamster wheel, which is something we've talked about in two previous episodes, and they never go anywhere because every time they hit a little hurdle, every time they hit a little obstacle, they bail and they try something new and they just restart the process. And this made me think about the power of compounding, right? Because in order to have the confidence to stick with something, whether it's trading results, whether it's a personal finance plan, whether it's weight loss, a diet, starting a business, right? Entrepreneurship. Most businesses fail within the first 2 years, right? You have to stick with that weird, awkward period to make it through, right? If you can understand the power of compounding, it's going to give you the confidence to stay with whatever it is you're working with because you understand that you're not going to get that instant gratification at first, right? You're not going to have these big, massive results at first. Your dreams aren't going to come true right away. But if you consistently take the right actions that are moving you in the right direction, in time, right? Time is the X factor there. In time, you're going to see the big, massive results that you deserve. And my buddy Cody shared a post over the break where he said, every year I save my $5 bills, I put them in a jar, and I give them to my kids to invest. And I said, Cody, I love that because I do the same thing with my kids. Now, look, I'm not a big dollar cat like Cody, so I don't save the fives. The fives get spent. I'm not giving them to my kids. The fives are for me. But something that we do with the children every year is we make them save or we encourage them to save the change. So I try to spend cash a lot. So if we buy anything with cash, you know, you get some change back. And, you know, I say, hey, you know, take the pennies, the quarters, the dimes and nickels, whatever, put it in your piggy bank. And when my oldest was my youngest's age, these things happen quick, you know, he didn't care what money was worth, right? So it's like he just cared. He understood that money is a tool that you can use to buy stuff. So he was like, yeah, I got a penny, and all excited and stuff like that. I actually used to scam him a little bit. I used to be like, hey, you can have this $1 or I'll give you 20 pennies. He's like, give me the 20 pennies because 20 is more than one. I'm like, yes. I'm like, ooh. And then my wife got mad at me, like, stop messing with our kid. And so I had to change it up. But anyway, he went from this age where he's excited about money because he didn't know the value of money, but he understood that money could be used as a tool to buy things, right? If I want to buy whatever it is, I need money, so I'll just collect all this money. But as he got older and started understanding that, hey, a penny is not worthless, but doesn't have a lot of value in his bigger picture of buying these $100 Lego sets, they started losing importance to him. He didn't really care about the pennies. He'd leave them on the floor, leave them on the desk, and be like, ah, it's just a penny, I don't care. So we had to start explaining to him, like, hey, this penny, this nickel, this dime, this quarter, it doesn't seem like a lot of money now, right, in its own right. But if you consistently save these things, it's going to equal something a lot bigger. So we got into this habit of putting change in a piggy bank and doing that for an entire year. At the end of the year, we either take time to kind of old school wrap them and then take them to the bank, do some math there. Or if I'm feeling lazy, just take the big old jar to piggy bank to the little change machine deal, throw it in, it counts it for you. And what that does is it makes you realize the power of compounding, because we'll throw it in there and it'll count it off and it'll be like $100. You'd be like, $100? Wow, where did I get $100 from? And you can give that lesson of like, hey, remember when we saved that little penny that one day? Yeah. And then we threw in like two more pennies the other day? Yeah. And then that, you know, week later, I gave you like a couple quarters? Yeah, right? All of those small, seemingly insignificant actions where you just had a little bit of money and, you know, added a little bit more money, right? Over time, because time is that X factor, right? The, you know, being consistent and saving that, and then over time, that is what allows you to have this big, massive return at the end. And that is the beginning of personal finance, right? Again, schools don't do a good job of teaching it. So for you guys that are parents, you guys that are big brothers or uncles, aunts, whatever it may be, right? You need to teach yourself, your friends, next generation this. And that is a perfect way to do it. And you can elevate it from a kid status of doing that. You can do it as a person, you know, you're a grown-up status where instead of saving pennies, you just save a dollar. Right, you can do the same thing that these Robin Hoods and these investment things or Acorns and stuff like that are doing it, where like every time, or credit cards, every time you spend on a credit card, it takes your change and rounds up to the next dollar and invest it in the market. Right. Keep an eye on that. Either do it in your own right if you're someone that spends cash, which a lot of people don't, and save your change, your dollars, your, you know, all your fives, and see what it equals up to at the end of the year. Or do it in one of those Acorn accounts and see how much actually gets donated into your investment account at the end of the year. And I think you'll be surprised. But you need to understand and fully grasp this concept of compounding. Because if you want to be successful in anything, and bring it back to trading, because this is the Trading Coach podcast, it's really important that you understand that, because your year may not start off with a big bang, right? You may not put in a 10% week right away. You may never put in a 10% week. But guess what? If you can make a 1% return a week, that is a very positive result, because you're going to average 4% a month. And again, it may not seem like it, but if you can average 4% a month, you're going to have an outstanding trading career, right? Because 4% a month is going to take you to what? Almost 50% a year, right? 50% return a year. That is incredible. And then you compound that and you go year over year over year. So even if a 50% return, monetarily speaking, isn't a big deal, let's say you have a $5,000 account and, you know, you make $2,000 for the year, it doesn't seem like a big deal. Think about the future, right? You took that $5,000 account. Now that $5,000 account is worth $7,500. Let's say you do another 50% return next year, right? Now, instead of returning, you know, $2,500, you've returned, you know, almost $4,000, right? So now all of a sudden, right, you've gone to $11,000. You've just doubled your money plus some. And now you're still returning 50% off of that $11,000, which is another, you know, 5.5. And now you're up to 16.5. Now that 16.5 turns into 8.25. And then that 8.25 plus 16.5 turns into what? 25K, right? In 3 or 4 years, you've taken a $5,000 account to a 25K account. That's incredible. All because of that measly little 4% month return. All because of that measly little 1% a week return. Compounding, man. It's crazy, but you gotta give it time. Hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Remember, subscribe, like, and share. That's the best way we can spread the word. We were ranked the 7th best trading podcast in the world this past year. Let's see if we can move up that ranking this year in 2022. I need your support to do it. Subscribe, like, share, follow, and I'll see you guys next episode.